And it never fails that the L.A. City Council manages to take a bad situation and throw a little gasoline and a couple of blue tip kitchen matches on it to make it somewhat worse. And we know that we have a housing crisis here because it's almost impossible to put a shovel in the ground as it is. And now they've made it even more difficult because they passed this essentially a development fee in order to raise money for affordable housing. And I thought that we just had like Measure H and Triple H at the county and city level to help with the homeless. But somehow this is supposed to make affordable housing easier. They'll guess a pot of money to build affordable housing. That's the theory. Let's find out what it'll do to actual housing. The president of the Board of Directors of Apartment Association of Greater LA. It's a pleasure to welcome back to the show, Earl Vaughn. Earl, how are you?
Yes, good morning. How are you today?
I'm fine. So under the measure, builders will have to pay $1 to $15 a square foot, depending on the type of project that they're putting up and the area where it's going, with higher fees in the high market neighborhoods. In other words, if you're on the west side of L.A., likelihood it'll be a $15 a square foot surcharge. And then in less developed areas or underdeveloped areas, it could be cheaper, but the bottom line is $15 a square foot is a lot of money.
Yeah. So, look, we have been constantly talking, our association with the city council, about a housing crisis, which is usually blamed on our members who are really small mom-and-pop owners. The truth is it's a supply problem. We don't have enough supply, as you've described. I agree with what you said 100%. And I'll give you an example. So, an affordable housing trust, where they, or this linkage fee, as they call it, which is really a tax on new building, which we oppose because there's already a huge lack of housing. Why would you make it more expensive for people to build more housing and create more supply? But let's take this $100 million that they say they're going to raise. I don't know if your listeners are aware, but to build a quote-unquote affordable housing unit in the city of Los Angeles, it costs about $550,000 or $600,000 a unit. So $100 million would build, using $550,000, 181 units, if they could raise that per year. We need to build in Los Angeles at least 10,000 units or more per year. This doesn't even come close to creating the amount of supply that we need to keep this market more in balance, which is completely out of balance. And so the city council, as you have said, continues to make it more difficult for people to build apartments in the city of Los Angeles. And it's part of a wider problem that, you know, when, you know, the mayor's promised to build 100,000 units, and, you know, we're not even getting close to that. The as you read in the article, you know, they built about 600 or 700 affordable housing units last year. They're not even coming close to this. The reality is there needs to be a public-private partnership to build more housing in the city of L.A. The government cannot do it alone. And all we hear is more and more restrictions, not only at the city level, but at the state level as well. There are more and more restrictions on building housing and making it more difficult for people to provide housing than ever before.
Well, you know, one of the things, whenever we've had 1,000 conversations on this topic with various representatives of the community, some political, some from the development, some from the, you know, the homeless community. And one of the things that you can't work around is the land cost. How do you put affordable housing up on land that costs a fortune? I mean, the footprint that a building goes on is part of the problem.
Right. Well, you have to negotiate with the people that are building to give them more density, essentially. And I know many of the listeners from different neighborhoods don't like those words, but more density in certain locations makes sense. Instead of whacking people with a tax, you know, you need to negotiate with these developers who can and will develop housing if the costs are right. Land cost being high or not, yes, there is higher cost for development, but you can make it worth the developer's while if he can get or she can get more density. And meanwhile, you can also negotiate affordable units within those projects. Maybe you build smaller micro units that are starting to be built for single people. There's a wide variety of things that you can be doing. By the way, there's another problem here, too, and that's with rising rents. You know, we have a proposal which would be essentially a rent voucher proposal for affordable housing and for people who need help paying their rents so that they don't become homeless. We've just started a program that we want to introduce called Live LA, which would help with keeping people in existing apartments. But I would also make another recommendation, and that is, does the city, instead of spending all this money trying to find houses — there was a Boyle Heights project where they had the land, and that's where I got this number of 550 from. That's what it was going to cost to build in Boyle Heights above an existing transit station where they already own the land. Why not go out to private developers or private buyers, go out in the market, buy some private housing, convert that to affordable housing, probably do that for half the cost. So we have a lot of things that we can talk about when it comes to doing and creating affordable housing, and we can have a longer conversation about this later because it's take way more than 5 minutes. But all of the above should be the approach.
Well, I couldn't agree more, and there's a lot of political agendas that get attached to these projects when the city council gets involved in them, including union labor, et cetera, that drive cost up. And we'd like to see all the workers building projects make a living wage, of course. But We've got a real emergency on our hands here, and adding to the cost of people who are willing to pony up to build in L.A., rather than strip away some of the really onerous rules and regulations. I mean, the hoops that people have to go through are incredible, and it's — I know that this has become a cliche of talk radio to say things like that, but everybody knows it's true. And this is what Eric Garcetti, when he ran as a back-to-basics mayor, he talked about cutting some of this stuff, and we've only doubled down and made it worse. Earl, thank you for coming on. The website, by the way, is aagla.org. It's the Apartment Association of Greater Los Angeles. He's the president of the board of directors. We'll continue our conversation with you.